Hey everyone, this is Fraser with The Agent Marketer. I want to welcome you to episode 14 of The Agent Marketer podcast. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about my most recent event. I'm going to talk about marketing to consumers for both mortgage and real estate, doing content for voice and what that looks like, how to make ads not look like ads, and what that means for doing thumb stopping and stopping the scroll when it comes to social media content. I also have a very exciting announcement. So before I get into all that, let me say that I want to thank my sponsor, which is Social Survey. You've heard me talk about them a million times, and I won't go into it. You know they're awesome. You know they're cool. Check them out at socialsurvey.com. Great people, great friends of mine, and I highly recommend checking them out for creating your social proof strategy. All right, so let's get into the announcement. So very excited about this. Anyone that has followed me for any length of time on social media knows that Gary Vaynerchuk is just a huge deal in my life. In fact, jump-started a lot of what I did on my personal branding journey, what I did with marketing, the business within a business that I created at the mortgage lender that I was with, just everything. Like, that's just been my guy. And, been a mentor from afar, obviously, consuming his content, trying to take what he says, make it work for me, and put it in the play. 100% will tell you that what he says absolutely works if you execute on it, if you're patient and you're willing to put in the work. You do, and you will see the results. So I learned today that I will be speaking at his Agent 2021 conference in Miami on January 17th, 2019. So excited about that. Just so pumped that I'm going to be one of the speakers at one of his events. I can't tell you. I honestly cannot tell you how excited I am for that, how blessed and honored I am to be going there and doing that. And I could say it a million times. I'm excited to be that. I'd be there to speak there. I'm going to be speaking on the mortgage track. I'm going to be talking about building authority and trust with content marketing for mortgage. So basically, understanding what's happening in the mortgage industry, how brokers and retail lenders are going to need to be that trusted advisor if they're going not just to survive, but grow. And you've heard me talk about this with my stepping on the neck of disruption and what you need to do as a lender, and it goes into real estate. And while I'm on that subject, let me tell you guys this. Like, I get questions all the time, does your content work for, I'm the agent marketer, right? So everyone, thinks about real estate and can you help me get leads and stuff for mortgage consumers and stuff. And I do not know where in the industry you were told that the consumers were any different. You guys are going after the exact same audience. You guys and you gals are going after the same audience. And here, let me tell you two secrets that the marketers don't tell you, because for whatever reason, I don't know. And as you know me, I'm candid, I'm blunt. It's not that I'm putting anyone down. I will never tear someone down to bring me up. I'm just telling you how it is in my opinion, in my perspective. But guess what? There is no such thing as a mortgage consumer. There just is not. There is not a consumer for mortgages. And guess what? There is also not a consumer for real estate. And you're like, well, of course there are. There's people that get mortgages and there's people that buy and sell their houses. So of course there's consumers for those things. What craziness are you talking about, Mr. Fraser? Well, let me tell you this. When you're marketing to people, guess what? They aren't shopping for a mortgage every single minute of their life. In fact, they're not even shopping when they're looking for a house for a mortgage, right? If you think that there's some profile that you can market to that's going to hit a consumer for mortgages, you're crazy, because it does not exist. Same with real estate. A lot of it's window shopping. Your message should be exactly the same. If you're a loan officer and you think that you cannot take the marketing that real estate agents use for yourself to generate leads, you are nuts. And if anyone told you that, stop using them right now. Stop using them right now, because you guys are going after the same consumers, right? Because guess what? For the most part, unless they're all cash buyers, they are not buying a house without a mortgage. And we've talked about in this past, a mortgage is not something that anybody wants. Nobody wants to, nobody wakes up. And again, using my man, Barry Habib's, material here, for lack of a better term, is nobody wakes up saying, oh, I want a mortgage today. I want to be hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. Yes. Give me all that debt. Please, please, please. No, they need a mortgage. They need it, but they don't want it. Right? So stop acting like what you're doing is something that they want. They don't. It's a need, and start changing your message based off that need. You love that house that you're looking at. You really love that kitchen. You love that backyard. You could see, Jim and Tanya playing in the backyard. Then guess what? Jimmy and Tanya are not playing in that backyard without a mortgage, right? So focus your messaging on the need, not the want, because the want just does not exist. They want the house, right? That's why agents are in a better position, because guess what? There's nothing sexy. There's nothing, you don't window shop mortgages, right? You shop mortgages, but you don't window shop. You go to the car dealership, check it out, take a test drive, stuff like that. The same with homes. That's why people are like, well, why do they go to agents first? Because that's where the visual is, right? They get a look at the house, look at the outside, inside, kitchen, pool, whatever it happens to be. That's what people want to see, right? So that's what they want. They want the house. They don't want the mortgage. They need the mortgage to get the house. So think about that in your messaging. And also think, stop asking me, will this work for loan officers? Of course it will. You're going after the same consumers. And then a loan officer might say, oh, well, I don't really care about sellers. And to me, when I say that, I have to do a triple take and try not to strangle them, because do you know what every agent wants? They want listing leads. They want seller leads, right? Those are the hardest things to get anywhere. Facebook, Google AdWords, it is hard to get seller leads. Every agent wants the perfect platform to get seller leads. So if you get seller leads, you have gold to give your agent so that they will love you and give you their business, right? And I hope this isn't news to you guys. I hope that you guys understand how simplistic that is, right? You guys are marketing the same consumer, right? I don't know who told the industry that that's not the case, but it is. Any type of marketing that I'm doing to the consumer is going to work for a loan officer. Guess what? Home valuation, I ran Consumer Direct. It absolutely works. Home val sites absolutely work for getting mortgage leads, 100%. 100%. I'm not saying every lead you get it will 100% convert, or that every lead is 100% accurate. What I'm saying is that 100%, that tactic will work, right? Just like anything, nothing works 100%, but that tactic will work. It will at some level, right? It's going to work. Same with buyers. It's going to work. You're going after the same audience. So understand, there is no such thing as a mortgage consumer. There is no such thing as a real estate consumer. You're marketing to consumers, period. Look at the way other industries market. Stop thinking that real estate is the only place, the only playground that you could play in as far as marketing messaging. It is not. In fact, it's the worst place. The last thing you want to do is learn from other loan officers and other real estate agents that have only done marketing in mortgage and real estate. Because guess what? Not everyone's crushing it. I see a lot of people out there that are talking about this stuff and they're not doing deals, right? I'm not saying their message is wrong. Like sometimes it's right, but they're not executing on it. Right? They're not executing on it because they have no perspective from any other vertical, any other industry on messaging to consumers, because they're using messaging thinking like, guess what? Everyone wants to see how what their house is worth. They don't. They don't. I'm not saying they don't work, but I'm just saying those aren't the only ways. Guess what? You know how you get mortgage leads? Do a list. Do a list. And I'm talking real estate leads too. And I'm just going to say leads, because when I say leads and any content I'm talking about, if it's specific, if I'm talking like a CRM that, is specific to agents, then I'll talk about that. And I will specify when something is specifically for a real estate agent or a loan officer. But when I say leads, guess what? It's the same thing. So it's the same thing. Do you want to get leads? The answer is yes, right? Everybody, of course, yes and yes. You want leads. Okay, do a list. Do a list, get them to sign up for your newsletter. Those are leads. And you're like, well, no, they're not leads because they have no real estate interest. Well, guess what? Okay, Zillow has 165 million visitors a month. All of them aren't ready to buy a house. All of them aren't ready to sell their house. All of them don't want to talk to an agent. All of them don't want to talk to a loan officer. And these are unique visits, by the way. So guess what? They're just window shopping, or they're just looking at houses. They have no intent, right? But you'll be more than happy to pay for a lead from that site because it's a real estate site. So you obviously think there's a mindset that they're going to do. If that was the case, everyone would be closing Zillow leads at a high percent as opposed to like 2%, right? Some of them close more, right? Some of them close more, higher percentage, higher, you know, got a good zip code, but doing a lot of spin, got a rock solid lead follow-up system and conversion system. Yeah, they'll convert higher. But guess what? Some of them don't. Even the best teams out there that convert at a high percentage, that spend tens of thousands of dollars or more on Zillow that convert at a high percentage, it's still nowhere near 100%. It's nowhere near 50%. It's probably 20. The best I've ever heard from a high performing team was that they're somewhere like around 20, which is great because you think the industry standard's around like 2-3 if you're lucky. So 20, that's huge. So you still have, right? You still have a high percentage that is not going to convert, right? That they're not going to turn into deals, but people will pay for those leads that are going to take, I don't know, 24 months, 8 months, 16, 18, instead of getting those same leads of those same consumers that are visiting a real estate, happen to go to Zillow, but they happen to be in your playground, in your market, and they see something that you're doing based off of the interest that they care about basically where they live, what they like, what they love. You've heard me talk about the 3 L's before. Right? It's the 3 L's, like, love, and live. You get them content. You get them into your sphere by having them sign up for your newsletter where you're talking about your market. And I'm not talking about market updates. I don't know where someone in their head thought that market updates was going to be the end all be all for that's what people want. Consumers don't give a crap about that unless their intent at that moment is that. Right? And so talk about your market. That means talk about parks, talk about restaurants, talk about stuff that people do every single day. They eat, they go to parks, they like to go on walks, they like to take their kids somewhere. That's the content that you focus on, right? That is the content you focus on. And then you lead them into signing up for your newsletter, listening to your podcast like this one, or a flash briefing, or anything else where you could capture their information to market to them with relevant information based off their intent. Right? If your intent was to get lists of top burger places, don't feed them houses, right? Get them to the point at some point. And we talked about Gary Vee earlier. That's jab, that value, value, value. Then ask, right? Then eventually serve them a home valuation site or something that might be a little bit more down the funnel, right? But you don't have to, but again, you're not paying for it, right? You've already got them because you're giving them value. They're here. Their intent was to sign up. You didn't have to trick them into anything. They want your content. You got them. You got them. You did the hardest part, getting them in to actually give you information, and they're staying with you, right? That's the hardest part. And do that. And you could do that without paying any money for a lead that's going to take the same time. Guess what? You're going around the same timeline. It's this lead. Let's say this lead takes 18 months to convert. You think there's any difference in a Zillow or Realtor.com lead that takes 17 months to convert? They take the same amount of time. Guess what? But you paid a few hundred for one, or a few hundred for a few, and you paid nothing for that one. Same time frame, right? Everyone that goes to those sites aren't looking to buy, right? And as you guys know, you follow me, I'm not a pro buying leads because, you know, it's the same thing. It's when you build a platform or anything off of someone else's property that you don't own, if that goes away, there's a problem. Right? There's a problem, right? If Zillow, let's say Zillow, just something happened, they closed down, there'd be a lot of agents out of business because they've built their whole business off of getting Zillow leads, their whole entire business, right? So don't do that, right? Diversify. Buy Zillow leads, buy Realtor.com leads, do that. If it works for you, great, do it. But diversify and do other stuff too, right? And that's basically giving them content. This is something I'll be talking about Agent 2021. How to give the content, what that content looks like, and how to measure your results, right? That's what I'm going to be talking about. If you guys are going to be in the area, would love for you to join us at Agent 2021. Just again, I'm going to be smiling ear to ear because it's going to be an awesome event. As the people that I knew that went to last one was just an awesome event. This one, just as good. And in fact, it's going to probably be like 4 times bigger than it was last year. And I want to say it was like 1,000 people. So really looking forward to that. So I recently just got back from Vegas. Commission Inc. brought me in to speak at their event. And so I spoke with some of the top agents in the country, top sales rep for the Fidelity Brands family as well. So about 250, 300 people, I think it was about, somewhere around there. It was about at least 250, probably, you know, a little closer to 300. People there packed. It was awesome event, really well set up. I've been doing more and more events for Fidelity Brands, and they've just been great. So I spoke there. I also spoke with on stage, Cody Gibson from United Home Group, and Tristan, CEO of Lab Code Agents, Chelsea Pites, the director of social sales for Fidelity, Jim Keenan, who did the keynote, and who wrote a book called Not Taught, which I highly recommend, and also did supercharge me to get going with what I was doing professionally. So highly recommend that book, Not Taught, Jim Keenan. And then Travis Tom, who is the premier Facebook ads expert in the industry, hands down. It's not even a question, not even a whatever. He is the top when it comes to doing Facebook ads. He is the man, right? I think I'm pretty good at Facebook ads, but I don't hold a candle to Travis. He's awesome. So he spoke there too. So it was a great combination of people speaking. I talked about voice. I talked about podcasts and flash briefings. And you've heard me that episode 2, Voice in Real Estate, one of my top performing episodes on this podcast. So I highly go recommend check that out. We talked with Ben Smith on that one. So, I went in there, and content, of course, comes up all the time. What do you talk about? And I've already talked about it a little bit. Like, what do you talk about when you're doing your content? Like, what does that look like? What does that absolutely look like when you are, trying to do what you're trying to do? You know, like when you're trying to get information across that has interest, that people actually care about, that people will actually pay attention to. We've talked about the stats for voice, right? And how important that is, and 35% of all Google searches are done via voice, and be 50 by 2020, right? So this is what I want to talk about in regards to the content on voice, right? And what do people actually search for? So, around a little bit under 50% look for like personalized tips and info, business information is a little bit before 40%. Events and activities are a little bit over 40%. So think about that. Events and activities are a little bit over 40%. Personalized tips and info is a little bit under 50%. So that's a high percentage, right? That's a high percentage. So what it comes down to is, what are we talking about when we're doing these things, right? What are we talking about? And so it's pretty simple. There's 6 things that I think you should be talking about when you're doing voice. And honestly, this goes with all content, but I wanted to talk about a little bit about the presentation that I did at Commissions Inc. This is what you should be talking about. You should be talking about your community, local events, local businesses, interviews with community leaders, business owners, tips for buyers and sellers, and education. Now, these are things that I had before I just read you that information, what people actually care about, right? And then, I don't know if you remember that. So like, let me go back and tell you what that was again. So under 50% is personalized tips and info. Under 40% was business information. And over 40% was events and activities, right? So if you go back to what you should be talking about, you got your community, local events, local businesses, interview with community leaders and business owners, tips for buyers and sellers, and education. So that fits a high percentage of what people are looking for. So that is the content. That is the content on what you talk about, right? And you should know these things, right? You should know about local businesses. If you don't, go out and learn about them. Right. So I'll tell you guys, when I was doing community features for the mortgage lender, we'd go out local businesses. Sometimes they'd close or they'd open a little early for us, and we'd have a run of the place before so we could get to know the business information. I've gotten, free lunches out of it. Not that I thought I was trying to, but because, they were just so thankful of me focusing on their business and asking questions, they, give me free lunch, which I'm not talking about the free stuff. That wasn't the important thing. The cool thing is, like, I didn't just have lunch by myself. I had a free lunch with the business owner. Right. And the chef came out, and the whole cool, so how cool is that, right? Because you really get to know these local businesses. and really understand what they're about. And then you could put that in a blog, a podcast, a flash briefing, whatever, then those people will absolutely share it out because it's free marketing for them. And they think it's awesome because a lot of them don't have a presence online. You guys want the secret right now? If you guys totally learn how to do this stuff and then go out and help small business doing that, you will have made friends for life because a ton of small businesses, especially the mom and pop shops, don't have any presence on that. They don't have any Instagram, Facebook, or any of that stuff. If you can learn that and help them and do that for their business, they're going to let you leave your business cards, your flyers. They're going to let you do events there. And every single thing that I'm talking about has absolutely happened. They'll share their stuff out, right? They'll let you help run a community page with them for a group. There's so many things you could do about that. So again, remember, it's your community, local events, local businesses, interview other community leaders and business owners, tips for buyers and sellers, and education. That's all you need to talk about. That's it, right? And all this stuff you could figure out yourself. Like, it's like education. If you're an agent or a loan officer, you know how to educate your clients, your leads, your prospects, right? You know how to give tips for buyers and sellers, right? You absolutely know how to do that. You know how to interview. And by interview means you just talk, have a conversation. Like when I say interview, don't think that you need a notepad and paper and stuff like that. Just have a conversation with them. And then learn your local businesses. I already explained that. Local events. Look, you know how to find that stuff. And then talk about what's going on in your community. So that is the content that you use for voice. And not only that, but that's the content you use everywhere, right? But we're talking about voice, and that's what you're going to use. Another thing that popped up during the Commissions Inc. conference was ads. And you know, we call it thumb-stopping content and stop the scroll, meaning like people are always scrolling. So you gotta make them stop. And how you make them stop is by doing thumb-stopping content, because everyone's usually scrolling with their thumbs, right? So you gotta have content that's gonna grab reach and attention. Because ad fatigue is a serious thing, you got to make your ads not look like ads. And a majority of them do. Everyone knows that usually the second, not usually, but that's how the algorithm works. The second post you see in your feed will be a sponsored ad. And it generally looks like one, right? So learn how to make your ads not look like ads, because we're starting to get ad fatigue and we're scrolling right past them. So you got to have something that pops. You got to have something that's going to grab attention. Use action colors like red, something that's going to be eye-catching. But if you really want to make an ad not look like an ad, do it vertical. Do vertical and then focus on mobile, because guess what? That's 93% of the audience. Don't worry about the 7% that isn't on mobile. Worry about the majority, not the minority in this term, in this case, right? So do vertical, because most ads, and you see them, they're not vertical. They're landscape, horizontal, and they look like an ad. Do vertical video will look even better. Don't make it polished. Use your phone. It's not going to look like ad. People are thinking you're just posting a message. They're likely to stop on that. If it's vertical, it takes up majority of the mobile screen. When they click on it, when they tap on it, it takes up 100% of the screen. So vertical is the way to go. Stop making your ads look like ads if you want people to actually respond to them. So I've had great success doing that, or make square videos or square graphics. But stop doing the horizontal and landscape, because they're starting to look like ads. Don't get me wrong. There's a time and place for that. Go ahead and try it and fold it into your overall marketing campaign. But if you want people to stop the scroll, make sure that you're doing vertical, or you're doing things that are going to pop out if you're going to do landscape and horizontal. Absolutely will work 100%. You need to be doing these things, because we're getting ad fatigue on there. And so you've got to stand out from what everyone else is doing. And that is using vertical. And I know why people don't like to do it. And, you know, it's like, hey, well, it doesn't look right. And, you know, I repurpose this content to somewhere else. And like, that's the worst thing. Just because you want to repurpose something and not have to do it again, that's not an excuse to not do so. Because again, the net result of zero is zero. Right? So if you're not getting any response to your ad, it doesn't matter that you repurpose it to YouTube or repurpose it to Instagram or LinkedIn or anything else. It does not matter if you're not getting the results that you want, right? You got to build awareness first before you do that. So talking about ads and Facebook, you know, I mentioned this in the last podcast. As you're hearing this podcast today at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hopefully you're listening to it before. You could go to leadswebinar.com. That's www.leadswebinar.com. And we're running a complete proven system on generating Facebook ads. And we're doing it at only $49. It's something that we'll be selling later on for a much higher amount. But we're doing the special intro. We got a lot of signups already, but still rocking and rolling. So if you guys want to check it out, love to have you. We're also going to have a special offer at the end to join the Agent Marketer and the Massive Agent for a super cheap price that will be there. Because guess what? The Agent Marketer, in December, our prices, we're in the introductory pricing right now for $99. Our early signups got $79 a month, and they're getting that price for their lifetime as long as they stay a paying member. For the Agent Marketer, our prices are going to go up to $200 a month because we're bringing in a lot of cool stuff that we don't have right now. And we already have a ton of stuff for the Agent Marketer right now with single property websites, with all these other marketing tools on the back end, not to mention the coaching, the training, the on-demand videos, showing you how to do Facebook ads and everything else. So we're raising our prices to $200. Don't worry. If you're in the Agent Marketer, whatever you're paying now, as long as you stay a paying member, is what you're always going to pay. It's just for the new people starting December 1st. The price is going to go up to $200. So if you've been on the fence or you've been thinking about joining, don't wait any longer. Sign up before the introductory price is done. I promise you it's worth it because I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it to help everyone get the best results they can. 100%. That's what I want to do, right? I want to solve problems and help people. That's my ethos. That's what I want to do. But guess what? With everything that's happening with the Agent Marketer in regards to services and what we're bringing in and the value that we're giving, got to raise the price from what we introduced at. You know, we launched at March with a super cheap price point. Then we went to kind of our introductory price, which is what we're doing as we're filling out the market and what, you know, people are doing and what they're, you know, what they're providing. So we're gonna you know, normalize and get our pricing back to where it should be or up to where it should be. And so that's $200 a month. And again, no contract. Right? No contracts. We don't lock people in. We don't make you do a commitment. It's just something that we do. So those prices will be raising in December. So go ahead and check us out at theagentmarketer.com. If you like it, sign up. You know, if you have more questions, let us know. I'll be happy to answer those for you. So that's about wrap here on episode 14. I want to thank you for hanging with me. And again, check out leadswebinar.com. Oh, and I want to thank the sponsors for the leadswebinar.com. And that's Easy Agent Pro. That is Fairway Southwest, our title sponsor, and another partner sponsor of Wise Agent CRM, which is a CRM that I personally use. It's a great product. I love it. And so I am actually a partnered with them and have a co-branded version of their CRM. So if you want to check that out, check out theagentmarketer.com. And so thank them for sponsoring the Leads webinar. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please, if you did, give me a subscribe to it and give me a rating. I'd really, truly appreciate that as well. As always, I hope you guys have an awesome day and go out and seriously, don't wait any longer. Go out, whatever it is, do it right, do it well, and crush it. Take care, guys.